This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.
Hello, I'm Neil and welcome to The English We Speak, which this week comes from a train.
Hi, I'm Feifei. That's right, we've got on a train in order to teach you a useful English expression, which has become very common, particularly in a work environment.
I love trains, Feifei. Racing through the countryside, looking out of the window. Ah, it's great, you can't beat it. Are you okay, Feifei? You look a bit green.
Well, it's okay for you, Neil, but I've got the backward-facing seat. It makes me feel sick. Going forward, can you avoid booking me the backward-facing seat?
Of course. Going forward, I'll get you a forward-facing seat.
Ugh. Going forward is another way of saying in the future.
That's right. You'll hear going forward used at business meetings when a person wants someone to change the way they do something in the future.
Here are some examples.
Did you get those files I emailed over?
Yes, I did. But going forward, can you send hard copies in the post? We need them for our records. I've noticed you chatting on your mobile quite a lot during the working day. Going forward, can you keep the private conversations to your lunch breaks?
Going forward, we will only have an online version of our newspaper. The days of print are dead.
So, there you go. People speaking in an office environment use going forward to mean in the future, from this point.
I quite like doing the English We Speak recordings from the train. Going forward, shall we record all our programmes from vehicles?
Not sure about that. I get terrible travel sickness.
Well, going forward, I recommend you take these pills.
What?
Goodbye.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.